Welcome to the Pup and Paws Cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and this is brought to you by Dog and Company in Cookeville, expert daycare and boarding. Now, think of them when you plan your next getaway and you need someone to take care of your fur babies. Just call 528-BARK. Jennifer Farley joins me. She is the co-founder of the animal rescue group ARF, A-A-R-F. It stands for All About Rescue and Fixing. Our topic is ARF's transport program. Jennifer, can you explain how the transport program works with ARF?
Well, it's a pretty simple process. We go into the local shelters here in the Upper Cumberland, and we pull out animals that have great personalities, that get along well with each other. I mean, any animal that deserves that second chance that we don't necessarily have a spot for in foster care. And we will pull them out and transport them to one of our northern shelter partners, we call them, which is a partner with the same type of beliefs that we have in spay and neuter before adoption and screening families to make sure they're going to great homes. Basically, taking these animals and relocating them to these shelters that have room, unlike the shelters down here in the Upper Cumberland.
What would you say to the folks that say, well, why are you moving them up north? Why aren't you having them adopted here? Why do you transport?
Well, the truth of the matter is that there are not enough homes in our area to account for the number of animals that are in our shelters. Okay, that's the easy answer. Okay, if more people would come in and adopt these animals, we wouldn't need to be doing transports. And that's honestly the goal of our organization, is to not be needed anymore, and then we can all retire and go back to our jobs. So we take our responsibility very seriously. We check out these animals as if we were taking them into our own program. Public safety is number one. If an animal is aggressive, if it has a bite history with humans, we will not transport that animal. Legally, we will not transport anything that is sick, carrying or harboring any type of contagious diseases. Every animal that we see goes through a health check with a veterinarian before they go on a transport.
Is this a weekly or monthly process? And how many dogs and cats can you transport at a time?
Well, it basically depends on our receiving shelter partners. If they have room, we could keep that van running time after time. If we had the volunteers, if we had, you know, the finances, and of course, the biggest thing is space for our receiving partners. But typically, we transport about 33 animals a week out of the Upper Cumberland into partner shelters in the north. And that's about a van load. That's about what would fit on a van.
And they're stacked in crates.
They are.
So how's that process? That's really a tedious process, to make sure everything's safe.
We call it Tetris. And Ariel Marengo, who gets these crates ready, she stacks them in such a way that, you know, it would require a Tetris master like herself to make everybody fit. Everybody is in a crate where the animals can stand up. They can turn around. They have a nice, comfortable place to sleep and sit. And then the crates are stacked upon, you know, on top of one another. They are bolted in with straps and making sure there's absolutely no room for error.
How is all this paid for?
This is all paid for through donations, through grants, and fundraisers.
So you get nothing really from the government?
No.
Are there misconceptions about transporting animals or volunteering? What are some things that you get asked?
From our community, I think the biggest misconception is, why do you take all of these highly adoptable animals out of our shelters and send them up north? And what I would explain to these people, and the shelter directors would explain to these people, is the animals typically sit there for a week to 2 weeks before we transport them, which gives the community plenty of time to go in and look and make the commitment to adopt. And within 30 days of arriving at their shelters, we have a 98% adoption rate. And they're going to great quality homes where people are going to keep them indoors. People are going to bring them to the veterinarian. They're going to love them like a family member. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
You sound so proud of that.
I am very proud of that.
And if somebody wants to volunteer, I know you need drivers all the time to transport these.
Desperately need drivers all the time. Like I said, we typically send at least one transport a week, sometimes two. And we need a team of two people to volunteer to drive these transports. They are typically done overnight, where you would leave this area around 8 or 9 p.m. and get to our receiving shelter partner first thing in the morning. You would unload. After you're done, we would pay for your hotel. You'd spend the night and then come back, you know, later on after you wake up.
How many hours do they usually drive during a transport?
We try to limit the transport time to under 10 hours one way.
Because the driver and the animals, you try to look for their both of their well-being.
Correct. Correct. That's the most important thing.
If somebody's listening and they want to volunteer, would they just go to the website and
Absolutely.
Tell you?
Yeah, if you click on the volunteer link on our website, there is little options that you can choose, and transport or volunteering to drive the transport van, that's one of the options. www.arf-tn.com.
Jennifer Farley, she's the co-founder of ARF. That's why she takes so much pride in it. ARF, all about rescue and fixing. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And thanks so much to our sponsor of the Pup and Paws Cast, Dog and Company. South Jefferson Avenue in Cookeville, across from D.T. McCall & Sons. Call 528-BARK.